News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, is looking forward to a positive end to the 2017-2018 fiscal year as it ramps up efforts to collect funds owed on existing housing developments. The agency has already seen a turnaround, with profits of $183 million at the end of the 2016-2017 financial year after suffering a loss of $886 million in 2015-2016. Public Relations and Marketing Manager Richard Jones says much of the outstanding amounts are for properties in St. James, St. Anne, St. Mary, Westmoreland, Hanover, and St. Catherine.
Our chairman has indicated that we expect to make in excess of $700 million profit this year. We are working hard on getting persons who have not paid for their lots to pay, and this will assist in our revenue flows as well, because focus has been put in what we call brownfield communities, which are the informal communities, to get persons to understand the benefits of getting their title.
Mr. Jones says persons who have settled with the HAJ and collected their titles have been able to use these to access loans for further education, to start a business, as well as travel overseas. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is developing a mechanism to streamline and monitor applicants for events outside of proposed entertainment zones. Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange says she is working to bring together all stakeholders, including promoters, the police and representatives of creative practitioners, to ensure order in the management and execution of entertainment events. The minister's comments were in response to a traffic pileup on the Palisades Road in Kingston on New Year's Day as a result of an event being held at Gunboat Beach. The location, she cautions, is not part of the designated entertainment zone. Ms. Grange is urging private interests to make use of Fort Rocky and other zones to be named in short order to avoid inconvenience. Meanwhile, Minister Grange says these zones will play a major role in the presentation of culture in 2018.
We're going to get our entertainment zones up and running. We're going to monetize our culture, our craft, and our heritage sites are going to be promoted.
The Revenue Appeals Division, RAD, in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service has shortlisted 156 cases for conclusion under its two-year appeals backlog elimination project, which commenced on June 1, 2017. Deputy Commissioner of the RAD, Andrea Kelly, says the matters are among some 330 backlogged cases spanning several tax categories and involve sums ranging from $20,000 to $285 million. Some cases go back as far as 4 years. She adds that the division is seeking to conclude the matters under the project by the end of May 2019.
One of the things that taxpayers have faulted us for is the length of time that we take to conclude an appeal. And so we feel in the best interest of the taxpayer and also the revenue, because the revenue has to collect, we know that something has to be done about the state of our inventory.
She was speaking in a recent interview with GIS News. And the Road Safety Unit is reporting that there have been 2 road fatalities since the start of the year. Accident analyst and statistician at the Road Safety Unit, Francine White, says this is less than the 5 deaths reported for the same period last year. However, 2 deaths are still too many this early into the new year.
It is continuing to decrease thus far, but 2 deaths is still too many. One is in the elderly age group, and one we are not quite sure the age group as yet. And one is a motorcyclist, by the way, and one is a private motor vehicle driver.
Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Theodore Henry.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-2841-2. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.